Next door to Libya, Tunisia's revolution continues almost 2 months after the ouster of President Ben Ali. Today, a court in Tunis dissolved Ben Ali's political party, a key pillar of his dictatorship. Many Tunisians also want members of the old regime to be held accountable for crimes committed under Ben Ali, crimes like corruption and torture. That's going to take more time, as Megan Williams reports from Tunis.
In the third-floor waiting room of a tall government building in Tunis, Zamazi Messaoud Ladaisi sits looking distraught outside the door of the newly formed Anti-Corruption Commission. In his hands is a folder of documents, proof, he says, of what he suffered under the Ben Ali regime. Ladaisi says he ran a successful discount electronics shop. Then one day in 2009, he says the head of the local government came by and told him a friend wanted his shop. The official also brought along some tough-looking assistants. Ladaisi says they beat him up, forced him to sign over his store to the official's friend, and finally imprisoned him. Now Ladaisi wants his store back, so he's come to the Anti-Corruption Commission to lodge his complaint. The commission was set up last month to investigate corruption carried out by the old regime and to create new regulations to prevent corruption in the future. Already more than 5,000 complaints have been filed by people like Ladaisi. Law professor Abdel Fateh Amor is the commission's president.
La douane. Le domaine immobilier et les biens de l'État.
He says corruption touched every facet of life in Tunisia under the Ben Ali regime. Everything from import taxes and property confiscation to banking regulations and permits for public markets. Now, says Amor, people are turning to his commission to make it right, fast.
Il y a beaucoup d'attentes. Les gens ont été brimés pendant longtemps.
Expectations are huge now. People were denied justice for a very long time. So now it's as if a pressure cooker has exploded. People want justice right away, instantly. But of course, working objectively takes time. The facts need to be carefully examined. So in the meantime, we try to speak to the people, help them, and remain open.
It's not easy, he says, and not just because of the high expectations.
Cette commission fait l'objet d'un harcèlement quotidien.
This commission is the object of daily harassment, destabilization attempts, even threats. There are many people at all levels who would like the Anti-Corruption Commission to fail or even disappear.
Amor says his efforts to bring about justice in Tunisia are being undermined by members of the old regime still in key administrative positions. And he's not alone in saying that. Activist lawyer Sahim Ben Sidrin lists her accusations against the police and prison workers accused of torture under the Ben Ali regime. Ben Sidrin heads up the newly legal National Tunisian Freedom Committee. She and her group want a fully independent judiciary to investigate the crimes, something she says doesn't yet exist.
Right now, the judiciary is under the full control of people from the old regime, and they are blocking all reform in order to make this judiciary independent. And they are working against the judges, the independent judges.
Ben Sidrin, who herself was tortured under the Ben Ali regime, says she has 30 complaints pending, none of which has been processed yet.
Ben Ali was not the only person who did the dictatorship. There is a lot of people involved in the dictatorship. They tortured, they killed, they did a lot of persecution against people. No one is followed right now.
Not one is followed right now, she says. But Ben Sidrin and her group are doing something about it. They've published the names of about 100 members of the old regime, who they say are known to have tortured people. It's a first step towards justice in Tunisia, she says. Justice that's still at risk of being subverted. For the world, I'm Megan Williams in Tunis.